schedule your appointment or to find out further information of how Houlton Community Hospital and Houlton Family Medicine can help you in assisting with behavioral health services.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
We welcome you back here from Jefferson West High School. As you probably caught us, what's going to be for dinner after tonight's broadcast? That's always the biggest question I'm asking myself. But again, we're going to have a lot of fun here as the Tigers and the Cyclones ready to duke it out. Riverside girls winning comfortably in the first game, and the Cyclones pick up two on the road. This one was played very tight in the first meeting back in December. Jeff West escaped 57-54 at Riverside. Here's the return trip to Jeff West. Riverside will go from left to right in the first half. Tigers from right to left. And the opening tip collected by Riverside. The freshman Griffin had it taken away in a quick steal. The Tigers pushing the tempo. Nice back pass, but a layup is missed and a rebound for Griffin. Missed opportunity for the Tigers to get on the board first. We stay deadlocked at zero. 21 seconds in. Here's Harrington, dumps it down. Duncan's shot is good. That is Todrick Duncan for two. And a 2-0 start for Riverside at 30 seconds in. And just coming back on the other end, how about a layup by Hunter Mosier and a 2-2 tie.
Yeah, this game's going to be fast and it's going to be physical. Both teams like to get up and down, but both teams also like to bump and get out and let you know that you're there and you're not going to back down.
Here's Todrick Duncan at the elbow. Back to the basket, turns, now fires a little fade. It's good. Banks it in. Todrick Duncan with the first four and a 4-2 start for Riverside coming up on that first 60 seconds into the game. Tigers really first time either team's kind of settled into the front court. This is Brian Kelly, the lone senior. Left side pass to Mosier. Mosier up top. It goes to Galley. And they call him for a walk.
Yeah, he shuffled those feet right there on the pump fake, tried to get a head start going to the basket.
He's trying to hit him that little bit of a hezzy, just couldn't quite keep the feet down. Again, what's crazy how good the Big 7 is. Riverside, you look at their record, they're 4-11 and 0-9 in league play, but they are 4-2 against non-league opponents. They almost won the midseason tournaments at McLouth as we get another travel inside by Tyzel Harrington, so another turnover. Riverside, they got all the way to their midseason tournament championship, and they lost to a good Bishop Ward team by just three.
Yeah, a team that's 12-2 and winning that Perry LeCompton sub-state right now. I think they might even be in the rankings.
I have seen Bishop Ward. I have to check this week, but I know that's a team that has certainly been ranked at multiple weeks this season. Here's a straight-on three, nearly banked in, no good. A rebound for Tyzel Harrington, and then he is bumped down and fouled. Our first foul of the game at 6:16 in the quarter. The Cyclones leading 4-2. The Jeff West foul against Caleb Morse.
I mean, then you look at Jeff West. So they beat, like I said, at halftime of the girls' game, they beat a quality Effingham team twice in their midseason tournament. They lost a close one to JCN, and another good team out of the NEKL. But both teams picked up some momentum in their midseason tournament for sure.
Nice bounce pass inside. Beckham Griffin missing a layup and a rebound for Galley. So both teams have missed one up close. Still 4-2, two-plus minutes into this game. Cyclones 5-2, Jeff West with the ball. Here's Galley, left side on the wing. Man-to-man here for Riverside. Galley drives in, kicks it right. Rich, now a baseline drive, gets underneath. A nice dump down to Morse, and the shot is no good. They call an offensive foul.
Yeah, I don't think Morse realized. I think he thought he got an and-one, but the official on the far side to his backside called a charge. That was Todrick Duncan. Taking it now, Morse has two quick ones. And
wow.
A couple minutes in, it's going to force Tucker Holthouse, the quarterback, this fall into the game. And well, Todrick Duncan's a big dude, but he was there in position.
So Tucker Holthouse has to come in. He is the Trent Mitchin. He was the quarterback for Jeff West. He broke his collarbone during the football season. They just got him back last month. So Holthouse just trying to get his feet back under him. There's a pass inside, deflected in a steal. Third Riverside turnover. Jeff West trying to push the tempo. Another pass tipped in the air, and it hits the wire above the backboard, and the Tigers will keep it. Last touch by Riverside. So the Tigers to throw it in. Mosier, right side of his own backboard. Surveying the defense into the corner to Holthouse it goes. Up top now to Kelly. Left side to Galley on the wing. 5:20 and counting. First quarter, 4-2 Riverside by 2. Here's Holthouse at the point. Right side pass to Kelly. Kelly holds it left hip. Over the top pass to Holthouse. He'll put it on the deck. Getting inside, dumping it down out of bounds through the fingertips of Mosier in a turnover by Jeff West.
Yeah, and that was a good defense by Earth. Like, they're setting a lot of screens and cutting across the lane. Every time they just either switched it or got into position to cut it off. So that was just a good defensive possession of getting through screens and working on cutters.
Here's the freshman, Tyzel Harrington, into the front court. Man-to-man defense by the Tigers. Now Beckham Griffin, another freshman with a touch. Left side on the wing, works it back to the point. This is Todrick Duncan. He'll drive, layup no good, and I think they're going to call it on the shot. So two coming up here for Todrick Duncan, who's been rather aggressive here early.
And they're going to get Rich on the fouls. More of a distributor and good defensive guy than a scorer, but that's your point guard right there, Jeff West.
Todrick Duncan shorts on the first free throw. A 64% foul shooter. The senior was first team All-League a year ago. He was honorable mention in the state, so it shows you how good he is. Averaging right now a double-double at 15 and 10. He made the second, so he's got all five here for Riverside. A 5-2 lead for the Cyclones, not quite halfway into this game.
And he does a real good job on the offensive glass, too.
About 64 offensive rebounds this season for Todrick Duncan, and now we get a whistle and a tie-up inside. It is Galley and Todrick Duncan tied up. Possession arrow keeps it here. The Tigers with the basketball, trailing by three, 4:36 to go, first quarter. The Mosier with the basketball. Darts it into the corner here with Galley. Back up top it goes to Connor Rich. Picks it up between the rings out high. Right side it goes to Mosier on the wing. Holds it waist high. Launching a pass, and it's taken away by Todrick Duncan. What a steal. Now he wants to go coast to coast. He'll take it all the way through some contact. It's an offensive foul. Returning the favor is Gage Galley, who steps in and took the brunt of the heat. Nicely done there, and a turnover by Riverside. And Todrick picks up his first.
Big foul. I mean, like I said, that does a lot of work on the glass for that Riverside squad. So him being in foul trouble would be a big loss. And he's going to get a steal, though. And
look at him punch it away to midcourt. He's going all the way, and a block shot from behind. Kelly got a piece, but they blow the whistle and call the foul. Good effort coming back for Bryant Kelly to at least now make Todrick earn it at the free throw line.
Yeah, and the bench loved it, the hustle from the freshman. It looked like he got him off the backboard from up here, but might have got him on the wrist just enough, but great hustle play.
And it got real quiet real quick for the visitor to shoot the free throw, and Todrick knocks home the first. He's got, again, all six here for Riverside and a 6-2 lead.
And the turnover is starting to pile up here for Jeff West on consecutive possessions. 1-2 trip.
Missing the second. Galley the rebound. So the Tigers up the floor. This is Connor Rich. Left side pass to Galley. Man-to-man defense heavily here by Riverside. And trapped underneath, but kicking it into the corner. Mosier with the basketball. Closed out there by Percy Duncan. Now back up at the point as Connor Rich will reset. Here's Holthouse on a drive. Kicks it right wing. This is Kelly. Now Rich up top. 3:35 clock moving first quarter. A 6-2 Riverside lead. A lot of contact and a whistle and a foul. Two shots coming up here for the sophomore, Connor Rich.
Yeah, I think Beckham Griffin, they got him caught swatting down. They did. And see if Rich can knock down a couple of free throws and kind of slow the Riverside defense and pulling away a little bit, forcing those turnovers. See if he can knock in some free throws. Let that one long, though.
So Rich missing the first, the sophomore averaging 4 points, 3 assists, and 3 steals per game. Jeff West's team averaging 45 points per game. Out of the gates a little slow, and he goes 0-for-2, but Galley an offensive rebound, a little hustle and muscle back up and in. Well, Galley off the 2 missed free throws, get him back, it's a 6-4 game. And now Harrington drives, and he is blocked, but Todrick gets the rebound and puts it up and in. Todrick Duncan with all eights for Riverside, 8-4, Cyclones by 4. Coming up on 3 minutes left to go in this opening quarter. Certainly physical and a fairly good pace here early on. Here's Galley, right side on the wing, good matchup there with Duncan. Now Rich swinging through, guarded by the freshman Griffin. Now a touch here for Mosier, left side on the wing, up top it goes to Rich, right side to Galley. 2:45 to go in the game, or I should say quarter. Beg your pardon there. Now Holthouse with it left side. He's got it on the wing, holding it at the waist. Left side, puts it on the dribble, lost it off his knee, gathers up top, puts it on the dribble, trying to get by Griffin, shot no good, lost control, and it's going to be a turnover. It wasn't touched by Griffin, it hit the side of the backboard, and it's out of bounds. Both teams are, again, at times a little bit fast. Four turnovers a pop. An 8-4 game right now. Cyclones 5-4 at the ball. 2:20 left in this first. Here's Griffin. Here comes a double team. Works around it. A whistle and a foul.
Yeah, it's going to be on Rich. It's going to be a same. Just kind of reached in there a little bit. So he's see if they're going to trust him here with two fouls.
Well, talking with Joe Smith, the second-year head coach for the Tigers, they don't go very deep. They'll play about three off the bench. You'll see Payne and Watkins at some point. And his Percy Duncan shot is rejected out of bounds. Good defense underneath by Jeff West. 2:07 to go in the quarter. 8-4, Cyclones by four with the ball.
And a couple blocks and a couple steals already for that Jeff West defense. So despite being down 8-4, the defense is flying around. Just can't score on the other end.
Here's Tyzel Harrington, darts inside. Now Todrick Duncan launching to Percy. A left wing three on the way. Short, might have been partially blocked. Duncan gets the rebound. He is fouled. And he will shoot two again.
He's already going to be shooting 5 and 6 in just the first quarter.
Still the only Cyclone to score so far. Todrick Duncan to shoot two. As Trenton mentioned, attempts 5 and 6 already in the quarter.
We got Mosher.
Mosher picks up the foul as first. First free throw good by Todrick Duncan. He's got all nine here to start for Riverside. A 9-4 lead just south of 2 minutes to go in this opening quarter. Second short, rebound Galley. A 9-4 lead for the visitors from Riverside. Riverside girls won easily in the first game tonight, so the Cyclones looking for a sweep. And just like that, Todrick Duncan inside using the elbow a little bit from behind on Galley, and he picks up his second, and that's going to bring on a substitution, as we'll see a freshman in Maddox Mears.
Yeah, that's just what you call an unnecessary foul. I mean, Galley had the position inside, you know, make him beat you on a move there and just put your forearm in his back, and unnecessary there, and you're going to have to head to the bench for a little bit.
Tigers with the basketball, trailing by 5 late first quarter, a pass inside for Galley, tipped up, and a steal by Griffin. Good defense inside. 5 first quarter turnovers by the Tigers. Harrington, a little hesitation. Nice finish with the right hand. Tyzel Harrington, finally, someone besides Todrick Duncan in the book. It's now 11-4 Riverside. Holtals, hop steps, a nice dart pass into the corner. Kelly lost it. Now inside to Galley. Saves it from going out of bounds. The lefty Holtals for three. Spins it in there from the left corner. Big shot for the sophomore, Tucker Holtals. 11-7. 4-point deficit now for Jeff West. Cyclones with the ball, 65 seconds left. At a fairly good pace to this game. Been physical. Griffin caught in a double team, and it's taken away, and they'll say out of bounds. And Riverside ball. So Rich came away with a steal,
yeah,
and then danced on the baseline out of bounds.
And he thought he might have got pushed there, but the ref said no. You just stepped out on your own.
So now the Cyclones, with 52 seconds and counting left in this quarter, with the ball, leading 11-7. Here's a drive. Floater is good. Diving in is Ryder Davis. And he's got his first deuce. 13-7 at 40 seconds to go. As Galley has it at the point, dives in. Percy Duncan knocks it away. Harrington comes away with it. And now the ball is skating towards the other end. And it's somehow picked up by Holtouse. And now the Cyclones pushing. Or I should say the Jeff West Tigers pushing it up. Kick to the right corner. Good extra pass. It's Kelly open for three. It's good. Brian Kelly, the senior from downtown, makes it 13-10 at 13 seconds to go. Here's Percy Duncan. 9 seconds. Picks up the dribble. Left side pass. It goes to Davis. 5 seconds to work. Curls to the point. Right side pass. Harrington 2 for 3. It is good. And Tyzel Harrington at the buzzer cans home a triple. Good finish to the quarter. 16-10 Riverside. Fast pace, no doubt. We're back in a moment here on KNZA.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Game tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Brandon, Trenton, Colin with you. Boys game, exciting first 8 minutes. Cyclones on the road here at Jeff West, leading 16-10. Riverside first possession here of quarter number two.
Yeah, Todrick Duncan picked up two fouls. They had the first nine for him, so we'll see if they can score without him here.
Here is Percy Duncan in the corner. Harrington a touch up top. Chest pass left, now into the corner with Davis. Quickly doubled, gets out of it on the wing. Now back into the corner with Griffin. Baseline drive, shot blocked by Holthouse. Rebound for Galley. There's Rich pushing the tempo.
Yeah, they've blocked about four or five shots, Ray.
And now Holthouse hits a three, but they call him for a travel.
I think he shuffled his feet just a little bit on the catch. So that would have got the crowd right back into it, but...
Well, he hit it pure, but just, as you said, shuffled the feet, and the referee got him. So another turnover by the Tigers. That's really kind of hurting them here in this game so far, as they're racking up turnovers, but yet only down six. 16-10 Riverside, just getting going here, second quarter. Here's Ryder Davis, right side on the wing. Harrington now a touch in the corner. Tigers going man-to-man. Harrington steps back, a deep three. That one's no good. And fighting for the rebound underneath. Mosier got the rebound, and then it's tied up. And Jeff West will get the possession back.
And Percy Duncan averaging nearly 16 points a game has taken two shots. One got blocked. He airballed a three. And I mean, if Riverside wants to keep in it or keep that lead with Todrick on the bench, his brother Percy going to have to get going a little bit.
They go inside to Galley using the muscle, lays it in. Easy. Too easy there for Gage Galley. He's got four. Makes it 16-12 at 6:45 to go in the half. So they had Griffin behind, and Galley's the big body, and they went right down to him in the post, and he just backed his way in for two.
And Coach Hertzler said that's enough. He's going to put Todrick back in probably to guard Galley on the inside and play with those two fouls, the senior.
Griffin drives, missing the shot off the window. Galley a rebound.
Now, good drive, everything but the finish.
Into the corner it goes with Kelly. Nice ball fake. Settles for three. Shorts off the rim. And a foul on the rebound attempt. They will get Holthouse with his first.
All right. That's going to put him in the 1-1. So similar to the girls' game, Jeff West picks up a lot of fouls in the first half early. So
Rich and Morse have two, and then Mosier, Kelly, and Holthouse with a foul apiece. As Todrick Duncan comes back in, this will be Maddox Mears, the freshman, to shoot this 1-1.
Yeah, and he just had the good position. It was an obvious over-the-back foul on Holthouse.
Now Mears at the line, and his free throw, no good, and a rebound off the miss by Galley. 16-12 Riverside, not quite 2 minutes into the second. Here's Rich driving inside, up top it goes to Galley. Left side on the wing with Mosier, looking for a cover there, it's Kelly, not there. Back to Galley up top, guarded by Todrick Duncan, there's a cut by Rich to the rack, he missed the layup, and a rebound for Riverside. Davis got that one.
Yeah, he could have used the backboard there, but he stopped and hit the front of the rim.
And they'll reset up top. Here's Riverside with Tyzel Harrington. Right side pass. It's Ryder Davis. Man-to-man defense right now for Jeff West. 16-12 our score. 5:35 to go until halftime. Another drive. Another offensive foul. And they get Duncan again. This is Todrick, and he comes back in and immediately picks up his third, and two of his three fouls have come on charges.
And that was the right call, but the only thing I have with the problem with the officials, he didn't seem necessarily confident. I thought that was the right call on the charge. They kind of looked at the other ref. I don't know, maybe I saw him moving or something, but didn't look confident there, but I think he had the right call. And they're going to let Tyrick play with those three, and he's got to be really careful.
And they went right down inside to Galley, but missing the shot. And Todrick was able to gather the miss. So you see the Tigers went right down inside to try to maybe put some pressure. And another block shot by Holthaus in the corner. Davis came away with it. Now a cutting Ryder Davis missing the shot. Gage Galley a rebound for Jeff West.
And Gage Galley's going to have about 10 rebounds at halftime at this pace.
5 minutes to go until halftime. A whistle and a blocking foul on the drive by Rich. Lee Davis picks up this foul. He does his first. So it's on the floor. Team foul number 5 against Riverside. This will be Mosier to throw it in, left side of his own backboard. 16-12. Defense has reigned supreme here so far in the second quarter of play. They set up Kelly for three. It's good as he fades away towards the corner. Ryan Kelly is second triple. He's got 6, a 1-point Riverside lead at 16-15. Now Todrick Duncan quickly inside. Shot is up and banked in off the window. Quiets the crowd momentarily. He's got 11, 18-15, Cyclones by 3.
Wow,
and it's bumped up and in. The English on it, you can't even describe as Holthaus hit the deck and flung it up there with his left hand, and it somehow went in. And he'll have a chance at one more. The foul against Maddox Mears is first.
They got it quickly up the court. Holthaus to the left. He euroed, and Maddox Mears was coming over to take the charge, but he wasn't set. And Holthaus hit him maybe off the bottom of the backboard, but he had enough spin to spin in. And the Riverside fans aren't going to like that because the charge has been called on Todrick Duncan. But Mears was still moving, and that's just the fact of the matter there. Holthaus tried to go around him, but I think the refs have called it right 95% of the time so far today.
Harrington a drive, a missed layup. He'll shoot two. Holthaus, by the way, missed that free throw on the other end. And quickly, free throws coming up here for the Cyclones as they get Jason Payne.
Now they got Holthaus.
Holthaus, beg your pardon there, with his second.
Yeah, so fouls are mounting on both sides. I mean, it's just one player for Riverside, a key player, but I mean, a trio of two fouls for the Tigers as Harrington knocked in the first one there.
So a couple subs coming in. We will see Caden Bratcher, a senior who is into the game. And also...
And Griffin's going to check back in.
Griffin back in as well. So a 19-17 game. Cyclones by 2. Harrington, one more free throw. It's good.
And Joe Terpstra is going to get a timeout. I think he's going to tell him, hey, I mean, Todrick's definitely out the rest of the half. We got to step up in his presence. He's one of the leaders on this team, but... We got to get going and help him out.
We got a good one. 4:26 until the break. 20-17. Cyclones by 3. Back in 60 seconds.
Oh, dude, the game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
Kellerman Insurance, where our business is built on the foundation of thoughtful client relationships.
I am Christy Wilson, and I have been with Kellerman Insurance for 30 years. My main focus is on commercial insurance. Nobody likes insurance until they need it. I want to help people understand what they are spending their money on and how those coverages could affect their business if they don't have them. And I don't even have to wear khaki pants or have a talking lizard to do any of that.
We've been here, trust us, based on our 121 years of combined insurance experience. Give us a call or visit us at KellermanInsurance.com and see what we can do for you today.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Out of the timeout, 4:20 and counting until halftime. A good one so far here in our boys' contest. 20-17 Cyclones. Holthaus straight on for three. Book it. Holthaus just like that with 8, and we're tied at 20.
And first time it's been tied in a while. Jeff West kept cutting it, but finally got tied. How about the addition of Tucker Holthaus at midseason for that injury? That's been big.
Harrington a drive missing, and another kind of delayed call, and it's another offensive foul, this one against Harrington. So combined on both sides, we've seen, what, 4 charges?
Yeah, I think 3 or all 4 of them have been on Riverside, and we're on the Riverside side of fans, and they're not very happy, and I mean... You have to feel that the ones that are blocked charges going the other way. Harrington's just a pick-tock, and no need right across midcourt there. And
well, the Cyclones have fouls to give. That's only going to be their third team foul.
That can't be right.
Oh, wait. No, that's not right at
they,
all.
They messed up there. That's
I there they go. It's up to seven. So, all right, we got a one-and-one coming up.
Todrick got three himself. I was confused, too. I was about to start counting up my fouls, but I think that was a, more of a frustration foul from Harrington out there at half court, reaching in like that because
so both teams have eight fouls. Connor Rich about to shoot a one-and-one.
He got called for that charge down there on the other end and then picking up the man at half court and Rich, and I think he was just frustrated.
The Rich, the free throw is good, and Jeff West is taking the lead. It's now 21-20.
But as I was saying, though, before that foul, is, I mean, all the charges have been called on Riverside, and then when they try and take one, it's a block. So, I mean, I can understand the fans being upset, but I think they've been called right more times than not tonight by the officials.
And we expected kind of a physical game. It's certainly been that to this point. Rich knocks them both down. And a 22-20 Jeff West lead as we're under 3:50 to go until halftime. Here is Percy Duncan, who has been quiet so far. No points here in the first half. Griffin a touch up top. Angles right, works it that way, bouncing it into the corner. Griffin gets it back up top to Harrington. Harrington trying to put his defender on skates. A right side pass, it goes to Harrington, who gets it right back. Works it left side, dives in a little bit. Now Percy will step back a deep three. It's an air ball. Griffin trying to fight for it, and it's finally picked up by Bratcher. So a second chance here. Harrington has it, knocked away, and a steal for Rich.
And he gets about three a game, so he's kind of like the Nyla Duncan of this team where he's a pesky defender.
They go inside to Galley. Tigers with a two-point lead. 22-20. Galley again on Griffin, turning, a little face-up, shot no good. Good defense there by Peckham Griffin, and a rebound as Ryder Davis will push the tempo. Kicks it back to Harrington, left wing. Good transition defense there by Jefferson West. Harrington losing the dribble, knocked away, and another steal. Riverside turnover. Tigers trying to push the tempo. That should be a travel, and it is.
Yeah.
That was Mosier who took just one extra step.
Tried to do a little too much. Indecisive on his move there. He wanted a Euro, and then he just kind of wanted to fade away and easy call for the official.
Well, he had someone down the left side on the block, or he could have kicked it into the corner for a wide-open three. Decided to go undecided there, and he gets a travel. And now Rich trying to pick it away from Percy Duncan, who has his back to the bucket. Now back to the point. Little and-one move. Steps back for three. Short. A whistle underneath, and a foul's going to be called.
And it's going to go against Riverside. Percy Duncan's taking...
And Harrington now all of a sudden with three fouls, and we walk the other way for a one-on-one.
I think... Right, or, Rich is going to be your shooter, I believe. Yeah, I mean, he's the one walking the line, so he's 2 of 4 from the line. He's going to shoot some more 1-1. But Harrington and Duncan, Todrick Duncan have three pieces, but Percy Duncan's taken about five shots, and three have been threes and two have been air balls, and that one barely drew iron over there. So, I mean, this is one of those nights so far for your leading scorer has nothing in the scorebook, and Darian Hernandez is going to check in for Harrington.
The first time we see Hernandez tonight, and the first coming up here for Rich, and it is high off the heel, no good. Rebound, Beckham Griffin. So no good there. A 22-20 lead for Jeff West at 2:20 to go until halftime. Here's Griffin, right side, Bratcher now on the wing. Triple threat position, guarded by Holthouse. Percy Duncan, long pass to Davis. Short corner with Griffin. He is quickly doubled, gets out of there, and there's another steal by Rich.
And they say
he stepped out of bounds. That's twice we've seen him do that on the far side.
Yeah, it's been a very sloppy game both sides. Jeff West has picked up their 10th turnover and 9 for Riverside on the one before that. But that's twice. Right, Rich has got a feeling he stepped out of bounds on the sideline. Just unfortunate position.
The dreaded steal turnover combo. And he's done that a couple of times. So here's Hernandez into the front court. The sophomore, and deflected pass out of bounds, and it's last touch by Davis, another Riverside turnover.
Yeah, they're getting out in pressuring, and they're getting in passing lanes, and it's really affecting Riverside, because Percy Duncan's not getting a lot of touches right now, and he's not the one bringing it up, and they're just not allowing him to get the ball for the most part.
A 22-20 Tigers lead. Rich steps into a three, and he buries it from straight on. Nobody picked him up, and Rich now with five.
Yeah, simple miscommunication. A couple subs came into the game that hadn't had to play defense yet, and no one talked to who their man was, and Rich made him pay.
Hard drive. Davis missing one strong off the heel on a drive, and a rebound for Jeff West. A five-point lead for the Tigers, 90 seconds to go in the half. And there's another offensive foul, this time Galley lowering the shoulder a little bit. Galley picks up his first. Another Jeff West turnover, but we see them going down to Galley a lot with Todrick Duncan out. They are really trying to power him inside.
Yeah, and you had a guy open in the far corner. If he turns and faces up, he fires that to the corner. Someone has an open three over there for Jeff West in the far side corner.
It has been a quiet offensive quarter here for Riverside. Now down five, and how about Rich? Just a pest, and he nearly got another steal, but Percy Duncan gets an open three. It's long, and a rebound for Jefferson West, and they're trying to throw it up the floor. Too strong and out of bounds. A little quick, and another Tigers turnover.
That's the third air ball from downtown from Percy Duncan. I know he's just trying to get himself into the game, but he hasn't even came close from downtown. I mean,
that was probably his best look, honestly. Yeah. The other two were kind of step back and one moves, but that time he at least had his feet set, it looked like, in the corner, but yeah, did not draw any iron. Here's Hernandez, who pulls and drills a little left wing jumper. How about that, Darian Hernandez, for two?
Yeah, that was much needed. That's just a 9-0 run.
Long pass up the floor. 40 seconds to go in the half. And Galley again, the same scenario. He lowers the shoulder, and it's another offensive foul, and back-to-back charges called against Galley.
Yeah, that's going to bring Jason Payne into the game because Galley has two, and they're going to save him the last 39 seconds here.
Freshman Jason Payne is in, so yeah, Galley's going to come out. He doesn't agree with the call. We're down to 39 seconds left in the second quarter. What's a 25-22 Jefferson West lead?
And what Galley's got to understand, though, is if Beckham Griffin's just standing there and you just drop step into him, I mean, he has the right to be there, and if he falls down, that's charging.
Yeah, I think both those calls were correct, for sure, as Griffin played some good defense. Now, Hernandez with a drive, and he's starting to feel himself a little bit here late in the second quarter. And a whistle and a timeout for Jeff West.
I think Coach Smith is going to try and draw up a play here.
15 and a half seconds left in the half, and what's now a one-point game at 25-24. It is a 30, so we will keep it right here.
I think he's going to try and get a play here and get the final shot and take the lead in the half. But, I mean, you got out to that five-point lead, you won that 9-0 run, and you're down 20-16. And Darian Hernandez comes in, makes a nice couple moves, and puts a couple buckets in, and brings Riverside back in. But, I mean, Todrick Duncan was carrying him, picked up three fouls, and, I mean, Percy Duncan hasn't done anything so far tonight, scoring-wise, but...
I think, I don't know, I'm trying to think of, like, what's kind of been the biggest key here in the first half, really, for either team. I think you mentioned Percy Duncan, who's averaging almost 16 a game. He has yet to score, yet Riverside only down one. And Todrick's, of course, saddled up with the foul trouble. I mean, Jeff West, they're killing themselves with turnovers.
Yeah, I got 10 for Riverside and 13 for Jeff West. So both teams very sloppy, and I think that's number 14. It's a bad pass by
another Rich. Turnover. 7 seconds to go. Now a chance here for Riverside. It's Percy Duncan with four. He's at the point. Wants to step back, forcing a three, and he connects on it. Well, maybe that's just what the doctor ordered for Percy Duncan. Maybe the worst one that he shot in the half, but that's the first one that goes in, and Riverside will take a halftime lead all of a sudden. They're back in front 27-25. Halftime show is next. It's brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. A good one here. It's 27-25. Cyclones by two. Talk about it a little bit more when we come back.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
DSB is now paying 3.94% on new CDs and IRAs opened for 1 or 2 years. That's a 4.0% annual percentage yield with a $500 minimum opening. Brand new depositors are welcome at any DSB location.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Rainbow Fiber Internet Construction has started for the Bromley Park, Jackson Park, and Mount St. Scholastica fiberhoods. These three fiberhoods comprise over 20.4 miles of fiber and serve 626 residents and business locations. To learn if your home is in a Rainbow Fiber service area or if it is coming soon, visit the website fiber.rainbowtel.net. Now is the time to submit your information for fast, reliable fiber internet at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, our boys' game is at the half. It is 27-25. A good one here. Riverside in front of Jefferson West. It's winter royalty night here for the Tigers, so a little bit extra activity going on here at the half. But let's kind of dive into some of the numbers here in the first half, and we'll start again with Riverside. Oh, a little awkward pause there, so get back to it. Patrick Duncan, the leading scorer for Riverside, 11 points. He was 3 of 6 at the line, but he picked up a third foul and had to sit some time in that second quarter. So certainly a storyline to monitor in the second half. Tyzel Harrington, solid, the freshman with 7 first half points. Darian Hernandez off the bench with 4 in the second quarter. They got 3 from Percy Duncan. He hit the buzzer beater right before the half to give Riverside that 2-point lead. And then Ryder Davis, also 2 points as well. Tucker Holthouse off the bench leading Jefferson West with 8. They got 6 from Brian Kelly, 5 from Connor Rich, 4 from Gage Galley, and 2 from Hunter Mosier. Tigers were 2 for 6 at the line, but 14 turnovers in that first half. They had 9 rebounds as well. Cyclones were 5 of 9 from the free throw line. They had 10 rebounds, and they also had 12 turnovers themselves. So that's been a number that has piled up, no doubt about it. But Jeff West, and we kind of joked about it, Trenton, as we kind of talk here. At times it felt like Jeff West, not necessarily dominating this game, but we feel like they should be up, kind of how the pace and the flow went, but they look up and they see themselves down too.
Yeah, I mean, if I was Coach Joe Smith right now, I'd be saying, can we stop turning the ball over? Because if so, we'd be up by 10, 15 points because they were down 20 to 16. They went on a 9-0 run to get up 5, and then Riverside went on a 7-0 run in the half because they kept turning the ball over, and guys that were hitting threes like Connor Rich and, I mean, Brian Kelly's hit a couple of Tiger Holders. They're hitting outside shots, but you can't hit shots if you turn the ball over and give it away. So, yeah, I mean, not good for Jeff West in that first half, almost 15 turnovers, and that's going to kill you in a game usually, that many turnovers. But, yeah, they've dominated. And your Riverside, maybe Percy Duncan gets going now. I mean, he did absolutely nothing until the last 3 seconds of the half offensively. And, I mean, you got to play it by ear in a way with Todrick Duncan. Maybe start him at the half and he picks up that fourth. You either got to trust him as a senior or, you know, you got to sit him on the bench and try and save him for the end of the game. I don't know. That's Coach Tyler Herbster, though.
Well, both teams have more turnovers than they do rebounds. So that's kind of, again, been a top storyline of this first half. But nonetheless, it's been good. 27-25, Riverside here on the road by 2. We'll step aside. More after this here on KNZA.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Nehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManacle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
Anderson Meats in Troy wants you to know that they're planning on expanding their services to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details while adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy. And for your meat processing, Anderson Meats has openings for scheduling as early as April. So call them to get your name on the schedule at 785-985-2292. At Anderson Meats in Troy, they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you for meat processing. Located south on Last Chance Road in Troy, call them at 785-985-2292.
Taryn Ray, Consumer Loan Officer at the Farmers State Bank.
We offer competitive interest rates and terms on new and older vehicles. If you have a car that you found that you're interested in and you give me that information, then I can give you a look at your payment amount and if that fits in your budget. So you can go to a dealership and buy a car with confidence.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, the Winter Royalty festivities continuing here at Jefferson West High School. I think they're about to announce the winners of that as our halftime coverage continues here. Brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Brandon, Colin, and Trenton all with you. Getting a good one here on the boys' side. 27-25 Riverside as Trenton's keeping up with an NEKL game, girls game, of course, a big one between Jackson Heights and ACCHS. That girls game, Cobras up 5 early on in the fourth quarter there. The Big 7 girls finals again from tonight that we have. Of course, the Riverside girls winning our first game tonight big, 58-36. Hiawatha, nice win at home over Perry LeCompton, 46-24. And it was Nemaha Central staying two games out in front of Riverside, dispatching Holton 44-25. Some other scores on the girls' side tonight in Northeast Kansas League play was Jefferson County North putting it on Moorhill Mount Academy. 45-15 was that final score. Battle of 8-win clubs there. And then also in the TBL, Frankfort gets their 12th win, moving to 12-3. They beat Centralia at home 55-41. Those games on KMZA 92.1 FM. So that's some scores around the area. And it's the Winter Royalty, so we have a little bit of an extended halftime. Take another timeout. Come back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Duran and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Duran with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital.
Hospital in Houlton.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank in Hiawatha, Horton, Wetmore, and Houlton. Our staff will make it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using GN Bank's mobile banking app, our secure internet banking and bill pay, and e-statements, person-to-person payments, debit cards, and more. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank is the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals, perfect paint, and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
There's a flag on the play.
What's the call?
Looks like false savings.
False savings? What's that?
Oh, it's when a shop offers cheap tires and then they double down with cheap service.
How do you prevent that?
It's real simple. You just call Wilson Tire at 785-362-8473 in Houlton. Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire have loads of experience and are sure to find you the right tire at the right price.
Sounds like a win to me.
When selection and service matter, call 362-TIRE.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
All right, we continue on. Again, it's winter royalty here tonight at Jeff West, so the festivities continue. We've got an extended halftime for you. So we've got a good ball game here on the boys' side. Riverside leading here at Jeff West, 27-25. Brandon, Colin in studio. Trenton is here as we bring you Big 7 League basketball here tonight on the MSC Sports Radio Network, of course, on Fridays all throughout the year. All the action followed by the Community National Bank High School scoreboard show. Get you caught up on all the scores from teams around the area. And hard to believe, just down to the final few weeks of the regular season, we're going to start talking sub-state standings. Of course, every game ramps up there in terms of, again, the sub-state seedings and league championships, but it's all fun to watch here as we're down the true home stretch of the regular season. As we continue on, Trenton, real quick, as we look for second half adjustments, I think both teams want to not turn it over as much. Maybe slow it down. There were some times I felt like both teams were kind of fast, maybe when they didn't need to, maybe times where they ended up forcing the issue when they didn't necessarily have to, and that's part of the reason we have the high turnover numbers, both teams having more turnovers than rebounds collectively. But we knew it would be physical. We knew it would be pretty fast-paced. We knew it would be pretty competitive, and for the most part, we've gotten what we thought.
Yeah, I mean, we probably expected a little bit more out of Percy Duncan on the side for Riverside, but hit that big three, give him a two-point lead at the half at the buzzer. But, I mean, Todrick Duncan was as advertised the minute they played early in the game. He scored almost their first, like, 9 or 10 points or so, but he picked up three fouls. But, I mean, Jeff West is scrappy. They got a lot of different guys that can hurt you from the outside, but and they can't hurt you if they're not shooting because you're turning it over, and that was the key theme for Jeff West. I mean, get it to shooters. Run fast, but make sure you're under control at the same time, and then if Riverside, see if you can get Percy going, Percy Duncan going, and Todrick's in the game. Keep him out of foul trouble. Put him in a position where it'd be hard for him to foul. Maybe run a zone defensively and, you know, offensively. I mean, do what you can, I mean, without going over the back or drawing your third charge on the night. But, I mean,
that'll be interesting to see what
entertaining.
Both,
yeah,
no doubt. And I expect both coaches to probably make some adjustments, and we'll see kind of how the pace keeps up in the second half. It'll be fun for sure. Hang with us. 27-25 Riverside. A final two-minute timeout in the second half is coming up next.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal, and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes.
Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Houlton, contact Gus Juarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Houlton.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Houlton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Houlton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Houlton appreciates your local support.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Houlton. Our family caring for yours.
103.9 FM KNZA.
All right, thanks for hanging with us. The extended halftime is done. This two-point game getting ready to start the third quarter, and we switch sides, and Riverside going from right to left here in the second half. A two-point lead here at Jeff West. Tigers coming out with a little bit of pressure on the defensive end, and they force a quick turnover. And then the Tigers give it right back. So the story of the first half continues. Both teams with a turnover. Beautiful no-look pass. Todrick to his brother Percy, who lays it in, who's got five. 29-25, four-point lead for the Cyclones at 30 seconds into this third. Now really the first possession of the second half here for Jeff West, down four. Here's Rich up top, diving in the paint, throws a wild shot up. That one missing the mark, and a rebound for Riverside. Here's Ryder Davis driving. Harrington in the corner for three. This one off the mark and a rebound for Jeff West.
And Caleb Morse played about the first minute of that first half. And nice pass up to Galley.
Galley, nice ball fake. Foul on the floor.
It's going to be the second on Griffin. Tried to block a shot and good pump fake from Galley. But Caleb Morse grabbed that rebound. You know, guy averaging 7 points and four boards. Played about 2 minutes in that first half and sat after picking up two quick ones. See if he makes a difference on the inside in the second half.
Tigers to throw it in. They're down 29-25, early portions of the third quarter. And speaking of Morris, he gets a touch inside. Spinning shot is up, and it spins in there. Again, on Todrick Duncan, who's got three fouls. He's got to be careful. Morris with his first basket makes it 29-27, Cyclones by two. We saw in the first half, after Todrick has picked up, again, that third foul, they were attacking him. They want to try to pick up that fourth. And a pass inside, layup good. Connecting there is Beckham Griffin.
Yeah, that's a good way to use Todrick. Just let him facilitate. You know, then no real threat of picking up an offensive foul of sorts if he's setting other guys up.
A missed three by Galley. Rebound for Todrick Duncan. 31-27. Riverside by four with the ball. We've played over 90 seconds of this third quarter. Harrington, they get him with a carry.
Yeah,
and a turnover.
Tried to hesitate, but palmed it a little bit. Got his hand a little too far under, yep, and I didn't know the official was going to let that go. I kind of waited a minute, but right call there.
Jeff West getting the ball back, going from left to right here in the second half. They're down 31-27. As Galley has it right side on the wing, up top it goes. This is Kelly, left side to Rich. He's on the wing, watching the play kind of develop as he facilitates. He works his way inside, missed the layup, and an offensive rebound for Morris. And then stripping it is Davis, but they call the foul.
They're going to give him two. They're late going up with it for that reason.
Davis picks up his second, and man, it didn't look like Morse was really going up on the shots. Yeah, they give him two free throws, but he misses the first.
Yeah, they like blew the whistle, and then he was like, oh, I'm going to try and shoot it, and the ref, I wouldn't say fell for it, but gave him the benefit of shooting free throws and knocks down the second one after missing the first one, so cuts it to three. But
so he goes one for two. Morse now with three, makes it 31-28. We have played 2 minutes into this third quarter. Here's Todrick Duncan, had it knocked away. Davis gets it back at the point. Now at the elbow, good kick. Harrington now at the corner. Puts it on the dribble baseline, gets by Rich, caught on a triple team, and Galley comes away with a steal. Up the floor, Tigers have it down three. They go inside, Morse knocked away by Todrick Duncan and out of bounds.
Yeah, and that was an all-or-nothing play by Duncan stepping in front, because if he does not knock that ball out of bounds, that's an easy turnaround and layup for Caleb Morse, who came into the game and scored all 3 points so far this half for Jeff West. He's going to shoot the corner three and splash it. So.
Wow, Morris from the left corner drills a three. He's got six. All in this quarter, we're tied at 31.
I said he might make a difference after playing about 2 minutes, and he says, okay, I'll come in and score the first six for the squad and tie the game.
Good start for him here in the third quarter, and now the Tigers nearly forcing away another turnover. Knocked away, and Morris comes away with it. Another Riverside turnover.
The Caleb Morris show right now. We're just watching it.
Mosier inside, good feed, Galley knocked away, and Todrick Duncan comes away with a steal there with the pickpocket. Todrick at the point, dives in, kicks it back out. Ryder Davis now diving in from the right wing, drawing the body and the foul. He'll shoot two.
They're going to hit Kelly, but Griffin fell down over there. I think that kind of stunned Galley because he was expecting a foul call, either a charge or a block. And I know in college now they've implemented the flop rule where it's a Class B technical where you shoot some free throws, and I think that they should have something like that in high school. I think you should call a foul or call a timeout, because that was clear flop, and then Todrick just comes in and knocks it away. But, I mean, if Galley's not expecting, he's expecting there to be a call there because he's already been called for two charges like that, and I mean, he just is expecting it at that point, so he completely stops playing. So I think they should implement something like that at the high school level like they did in college to stop plays like that.
Ryder Davis short on the second. He goes one for two. The rebound for Jeff West. 32-31. Cyclones back in front by one. Galley with a touch pass to Morris. Lays it in. Plus the body and the foul. And one here for Caleb Morris, who has eight in the quarter.
Yeah, and Percy Duncan tried to take the charge there. And there was a little bit of contact. I wouldn't call that a flop, but it was definitely a blocking foul there. And Caleb Morris was putting on a show here in the first 3.5 minutes.
Free throw rattles in there. He connects on the three-point play. He's got nine, 34-32. The Tigers now in front by two at 440 and counting third quarter. Now Percy drives and off balance, no good. Rebound for Jefferson West, collected there by Rich. And that should have been a double dribble, it looked like. Riverside wanted that call. I don't know if they may have gotten away with one, and now they go inside to Morris, who's been the storyline here at 3.5 minutes into this quarter, and another Riverside foul.
Yeah, they're going to get Beckham Griffin's third, but he got kind of contacted over there. When he picked it up, maybe the ball got knocked away by a Riverside defender and Ryder Davis, so maybe that's what the officials saw. Not for sure on that, though, but maybe they just missed one.
And a beautiful inbounds pass and an easy bucket. 2 points for Brian Kelly, who's got eight, 36-32, Tigers by four. Coming up on that halfway point of the third quarter. Here is Todrick at the elbow, turning and facing on Morse, trying to put him into a blender. He'll spin and draw the foul inside. Morse will pick up the foul. That is his third. And two free throws coming up here for Todrick Duncan.
Yeah, not a lot there, but went into the body. And Duncan, who shot a lot of free throws in that first quarter, right back to the line.
3 of 6 at the stripe. He scored the first 9 points for Riverside and then got saddled with the foul trouble. He buries that first free throw. Get his team back to within three. He's got 12. 36-33.
That was an important foul because Caleb Morris has scored 9 of the first 11 here for Jeff West. That was his third foul, so they're going to trust him out there.
And Todrick Duncan, 2 for 2, 13 on the night. 36-34, Jeff West by 2 as we're halfway into this third quarter. Here's Galley at the point, guarded by Griffin. Not using the dribble, surveying the defense. Right side pass, it goes. This is Mosier for three. That one no good. Offensive rebound for Kelly, though, underneath. And then he swings it into the corner. It's Rich this time, and that one is buried. Connor Rich now with eight. Give him a triple there. 39-34, Jeff West by five. Good third quarter here for the Tigers offensively. Harrington, right corner, picks it up baseline, nearly taken away. Todrick Duncan kicks it left. This is Beckham Griffin. Gets it inside, right side to Harrington. Now Todrick, straight on for three. Yes, sir. Todrick Duncan from downtown. He's got 16, 39, 37. Jeff Wesley trimmed to 2 with 3:13 to go in the quarter. Here's Rich, picks it up, looking for somebody. Morse has it in the left corner. Man-to-man defense by Riverside, trying to split 2, muscling his way inside, and he lays it in.
And he could have gotten an and-one there. Harrington and Todrick Duncan were kind of begging for picking up a fourth foul with all that body contact, but a strong finish from Caleb Morse.
11 points in the quarter, 41-37, Jeff West. Harrington drives, and a little dipsy-doo, avoiding the charge, and a timeout as Harrington now has 9 and a timeout for Riverside.
Looks like it's going to be a 30, but the magic of not turning the ball over. Each team turned it over a couple of times to start the quarter, but now the scoring's starting to pick up for sure. It's already a 16-12 quarter, and we're like got about 2.5 minutes to go.
And this was a 16-10 Riverside lead at the end of the first quarter. It was 27-25 Riverside at halftime. Both teams had more turnovers than rebounds in the first half. But both teams have been much cleaner with the basketball, not as many turnovers. Offense is picking up on both sides, and kind of what we expected coming in. Pretty good game, and right now it's Jeff West leading 41-39 at under 3 minutes to go in the third. Out of that quick timeout, Tigers with a 2-point lead and the ball. Working it across is Connor Rich, the sophomore. Gets a high ball screen from Morris. Works it all the way to the right block. Muscles his way in, but he missed the layup. And a rebound for Peckham Griffin. 2.5 minutes to go in the third. 41-39, Tigers by 2. Here's Harrington, left side on the wing, putting Rich in a blender. And now it's knocked and kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Riverside in a turnover.
I was trying to do a little bit too much there.
Beckham Griffin comes out. Sub is in. Maddox Mears for Riverside. 41-39 our score. 2:15 clock moving third quarter. Tigers with the possession and that 2-point advantage. Here's Connor Rich working it towards the corner. And Todrick Duncan read that pass and he took it away. Good defense here for Todrick Duncan, who's going to pull up a 3, left it short. And Morse the rebound, and then he's fouled by Mears. Mears reaching in from behind to pick up his second foul, team foul number 5. And again, 1:57 left in this third quarter, already 5 team fouls for Riverside. Well, that's going to be something to monitor here down the stretch as we go to the fourth quarter. Jeff West only has 2 fouls picked up here in the third. Better in that department for sure. Tigers with it, left side. This is Mosier, thought about a 3, gets a Morse screen and pulls up from the elbow. It's a brick and a rebound for Maddox Mears. Riverside with it, coming up on the final 90 seconds of the third. A 2-point lead for Jeff West on their home floor, 41-39. Here's Todrick in the corner, trying to go baseline, cut off. Great defense by the Tigers. He'll skip it far side of the floor, and it's off the hands of Davis and a steal for the Tigers. Long pass, and Todrick Duncan comes away with another steal, picking the pocket, looking for Galley. Todrick up the floor himself, a little hesitation. Good left side kick to his brother Percy for 3, short. And Todrick fighting for the rebound underneath, a whistle and a tie-up, possession back to Jeff West.
Right as we started complimenting them at that timeout about not turning the ball over, each team is going back and forth with some turnovers.
That is true. Well, down to, let's see, a 1:06. In this third quarter, 41-39, Jeff West. They have the ball moving from left to right. Here's Rich into the front court, right down the center. Right side pass to Galley. Galley up top. This is Kelly. Kelly looking left. Now Holthouse, who just checked back in. Now Morse at the top on the right wing. Let's see if the Tigers want to play. They can for the final shot if they so choose. We still got 42 seconds, so plenty of time. And it back up top here to Rich. Rich left side to Holthouse. Bouncing it to a cutting Galley, lays it in. Beautifully executed on the offensive end, and Galley now with 6. 43-39 Tigers at 26 seconds to go in the quarter. The Cyclones play for the final shot. They don't. Harrington pulls and gets the kind touch off the heel. Harrington having a good game tonight. He's got 11. 43-41, 12 seconds to go here for Jeff West. Here's Rich angling towards the left wing. Picks it up there. Now it's Kelly up top. Inside Morse. Floater is good. Caleb Morse, incredible quarter with 13, and that's going to take us to the end of the quarter as Morse just unconscious with 13 third quarter points. And we got a 4-point Jeff West lead, 45-41. Fourth quarter coming up next here on KNZA.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Now three quarters down and one to go. It's been fun tonight here at Jeff West. Boys game coming down the home stretch. 45-41 Tigers. Riverside will have the first possession here of the fourth quarter. Jeff West, a 20-14 advantage in that third period, going from down two to up four. Here's Percy Duncan straight down Broadway and is fouled on a drive. And two free throws coming up here for Percy Duncan. This will be his first trip to the free throw line tonight.
A third on Holthouse.
Holthouse, the sophomore, picks up his third. Just the third team foul of the second half. Percy's free throw is off the mark, no good. He is a 62% foul shooter.
And big key to Jeff West leading this game is only 5 points out of Percy Duncan.
And he misses the second two, and it's deflected out of bounds. And last touch by Todrick Duncan, so the Tigers get it back. And two big missed free throws there for Percy Duncan.
Each team has some foul trouble. I mean, trio of three for Riverside with three fouls. And Beckham Griffin just back in, check back in, Tyler Duncan and Tyzel Harrington. Then Morris and Holthouse for Jeff West each have three, so.
Still early fourth quarter, 45-41. Tigers by four at the ball. Morris hesitates on a left wing three. They reverse it right side to Rich. Now up top it goes. This is Kelly. Kelly to Holthouse, left side. Back up top to Galley. Galley holds it high, guarded by Percy Duncan. Now Rich a touch, guarded by Harrington. 45 seconds into this fourth quarter, and a blocking foul, and that's Todrick Duncan's fourth.
Yeah, that's not necessary. I mean, on a cutting Morris, he was trying to step in front and take a charge. You're not going to get a charge 9 times out of 10 in that type of situation. I mean,
by the way, that's the 16 foul. So the rest of the game, Jeff West, they're going to be in the bonus. Holthouse over the top. Rich at the point. Rich is going to drive in. Left it short. Gets his own rebound. Fighting, looking for someone. And Galley gets it back. Now Rich had it knocked away in the corner. Harrington on the floor. Jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it here with Jeff West.
Jeff West will definitely take that. Instead of turning it over, they're going to get a jump out of it.
45-41. Jefferson West by four. With the ball, we're coming up on the first minute played of this final quarter. Holthouse far sideline, gets it in, left wing. Galley back to Holthouse, who just steps in. Works it back to the point between the rings out high. 4-point game. A minute plus gone by in this fourth quarter. Jeff West won the first meeting back in December by three, trying to sweep the season series. And a whistle and an offensive foul. Rich on the drive is going to pick up his third, and the Tigers turn it over.
Got to be in about the double digits on charges taken tonight, both sides.
There's
combined.
Been a lot. A lot of charges tonight.
That's how the refs have called it. They've been consistent with it.
Riverside will get the ball back, trailing 45-41 here on the road. 6:41 clock moving fourth quarter. Here's Percy Duncan bouncing it to Harrington on the block, looking for Todrick, kicked out of bounds. It'll stay here with Riverside, or no, they say it was last touch by the Cyclones. Riverside does not agree with the call, and that's a Cyclones turnover. So the Tigers get it back with that four-point lead. Played now 90 seconds of this fourth quarter. Still looking for our first point of the final period. Here's Morse up top, gets it off to Holthouse, and now you see kind of the possessions dwindling here. It's slowing down as it was all fast twitch and fast pace through the first three quarters, and now we get another player control foul. This time it's away from the ball. They get an illegal screen against Jeff West. Is this Rich? It is.
It's going to be his fourth, so that's a pesky defender right there and a guy that's facilitated.
Second-year head coach Joe Smith getting an explanation from the official on that call. Now the officials huddled up, confirming the foul call against Connor Rich. Again, that is his fourth. 6:13 to go in the game. 45-41 Jeff West. Neither team has scored in the fourth. And the Cyclones get it back down to 4 points. Well, let's see. Jeff West coming out here in a 3-2 zone. Here is Harrington, right side to Davis in the corner, bouncing it to Todrick. On the block, threw a couple defenders, throws up a shot. That one off the mark, no good. And thrown around underneath. And I think it's still Riverside ball. This one might be changed here. This might be Jeff West ball. And it is.
Yeah, Morse and Todrick Duncan went for it. And Morse tried to throw it off of Duncan. I thought it hit off of him originally, but they said it hit the ground, but another official changes. And I mean, some Riverside fans are begging for them to just call the arrow if they're not sure, and that will give it back to Riverside. And I think Coach Herbster's got teed up for Riverside.
Well, he didn't show the tee. Team warning.
Okay,
they didn't give him the tee. I like that the ref at least gave him the warning. Didn't tee him right up. You know Tyler Herbster, fourth-year head coach for Riverside, ain't giving any one of these refs a gift basket after this game. He's just been trying to plead his case. Right now, it is a four-point game. Tigers with the ball. We've played 2:15 into this fourth period. 45-41, and there's a foul on a drive. It's going to be a 1-1 now for Jefferson West.
Yeah, and they're going to get Davis with a foul from behind his third and going to send Kelly to the line for the first time.
So this will be Ryan Kelly, the senior, 8 points. Good game tonight. Free throws are going to be magnified down the stretch. And he got the first one to roll through, so he'll get the bonus.
And front ends of 1-1 are so important because he missed that first one. It's essentially going 0-for-2 from the free throw line. And big one there.
That's our first point of the fourth quarter. Second up and good. Kelly into double figures now with 10. And it's now 47-41. And now Jeff West showing some pressure in the full court. Galley a little handsy there in a foul.
It's going to be his third and the last team can give, so it's shooting the rest of the way here, barring a player control foul.
5.5 minutes to go. 47-41. Jeff West in front. Riverside with the ball. Riverside been sluggish offensively here in the first two and change of the fourth quarter. Here's Harrington trapped in the corner. Tips into the backcourt. Davis able to chase it down at midcourt. Here is Percy Duncan. Into the corner now. Beckham Griffin, a drive. Oh, he was looking for a cutting Percy Duncan. He wasn't there, and a turnover. Another Riverside turnover. Jeff West with the ball up 6. 3 minutes in, 5 to go in this fourth quarter. 47-41 Tigers. Oh, and Morse lost it. And Todrick Duncan comes away with a steal.
And Morse probably got away with his fourth foul there.
Beckham Griffin, ball fake from the point. Ryder Davis on the wing, trying to get a ball screen. Little hop step, floater no good. And a rebound for Jefferson West, and not a good foul for Riverside there.
Going to send Moser line. I believe that's going to be the fourth on Davis, and he was incredulous that foul.
Yeah, he was wanting the tie-up, but now we walk the other way for free throws. We got 4:39 on the clock in this fourth quarter, 47-41. Moser here with a 1-1. And he misses it short. And Morse and Duncan get tied up inside, and a whistle and a foul.
I thought that should have been a jump, but they're going to get Morse for a foul. I thought that was a lot of ball there.
Man, it just looked pretty even on both sides, but they get Morse with the foul here, and that's his fourth.
That's
And we walk the other way. Now Riverside will get a 1-1.
It's a very big swing right there. And, you know, the official saw it differently than I did, so we're all human here, but I disagree with that one. But
no, it looked like a good tie-up, but again, the foul was called, and Todrick's going to shoot the 1-1. He's had a big night, 16 points.
That's the big thing about officiating. I mean, they're all human. I mean, they see it differently than we do, and can't really complain. I thought that in the girls' game they did a good job, and they've done a good job for this physical boys' game for the most part. But, I mean, we're all human out here and see stuff differently, and it's a problem nowadays. People complain too much about the officiating, I think. I think that's why there's such a shortage in the officiating world. People complain too much. They're going to set Morris with those four fouls at 4.5 minutes. I think they're going to protect him a little bit by bringing in Jason Payne.
He's been a difference maker. I think it's a good idea. Maybe sit him out a minute and kind of get him back in for the home stretch. Duncan now will shoot the first of a 1-1. Too strong, but Beckham Griffin is there for the offensive rebound. Now he's open for three in the corner. That one too strong. And the Tigers get that rebound. Avoid a big one there for Riverside. Quickly up the floor. Mosier all the way. He missed the layup. And a rebound for Riverside. Percy Duncan has it. 4:20 to go in the game. 47-41. Harrington left corner. Three.
And one.
And the foul. Harrington with a chance at a four-point play. 47-44 with a chance for one more.
And that's four now on Gage Galley, and simply flying out to try and contest and ran over Harrington a little bit. And now Joe Smith, I mean, each team has a couple guys with four, and it's a big four-point possession. Yes, sir.
Wow,
Harrington converted it.
What a night for the freshman Harrington and a timeout. He's got 15 after the four-point play. And it's a full, so we'll follow suit. 4:14 left, 47-45. A good one brewing back after this here on KNZA.
Holton Family Medicine, now offering weight loss management services with Dr. Lee Schnee, specializing in obesity medicine, now offers weight management and counseling services on nutrition, exercise, behavioral changes, and medication management. Contact Holton Family Medicine to schedule your appointment at 785-364-2126 or visit online for more information at HoltonHospital.com. Holton Family Medicine at Holton Community Hospital. Quality care close to home.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Here from Jefferson West, a good one in the boys game tonight, 47-45. And a quick update, checking the Sabetha channel, number one team in 3A, the Blue Jays winning big over Royal Valley. They're about to put the finishing touches on one there.
And, I mean, you know, one of the best teams in 3A. And, I mean, checking it on the Hiawatha channel here, Perry's up 9 with 6 minutes to go. So they're up at Hiawatha. So a lot closer game there at Hiawatha. But the hold serve in those two situations, Perry stays giving themselves a chance in the race, but can Jeff West finish off and pick up their third league win here tonight?
47-45. Tigers have it out of the timeout. Todrick Duncan a steal. Deflected by Griffin. And now, with 4 minutes down and four to go in the game, a chance to tie or take the lead here for Riverside. Down by two with the ball. Here's Harrington. A big night. 15 points for him. Now Ryder Davis in between the rings out high. Tigers stand in that 3-2 zone. Holthouse in the middle up top, backing down a little bit. Into the corner it goes with Percy Duncan. Dribbles out of the corner to the wing. Throws it back to the corner with Harrington. And then he is tripped and fouled, and Harrington will shoot a 1-1 with a chance to tie the game.
And it's only the second on Mosier there for Jeff West. So if anyone was going to foul, that would be the guy you want. You have Galley with four and Rich with four. He's at the table right now, and Morris with four. And even Holthouse out there has three, so...
Boy, how big are free throws? With how physical this game is, I think both teams are going to have their fair share of opportunities.
And
probably at the line down the stretch here.
You're going to have to start putting in more guys on the bench, though, to maybe foul in a situation, because Jeff West has three guys with four, then Ryder Davis and Todd Duncan on the other side have four, and they have a pair with three, and Griffin and Harrington also. So Harrington taking over a little bit here at the end of the game.
He's got 16. He is 4-for-4 at the line.
Scored the last five as he had that four-point play just a minute ago and just knocked in that one. He has five in a row.
47-46. Cyclones can tie it here with Harrington at the line, and he does. Connects on it.
Probably the best game of his young high school career as a freshman right here for Tyzel Harrington.
A 47-47 tie with 3.5 minutes to go. Here's Holthaus for Jeff West. Left side on the wing with a high ball screen. Gets it. Right side pass. This is Kelly. Holds it triple threat. And back up top with Rich. He'll reset. 3:13 clock moving fourth quarter in a tie game. Every possession magnified down the stretch here. Rich gets it back up top. Worked on by Harrington. And a left side pass. This is Jason Payne, a freshman. He's played a little bit here tonight. Payne looking for a cut. Gets Kelly. Layup good. What a find. And Brian Kelly now has 12. And the Tigers retake the lead. It's 49-47. We got 2:45 to go. Here's Harrington. Griffin now left side. Tigers stand in that zone defense. Harrington open a right wing three. Not this time. And a rebound and a foul against Connor Rich. And he is fouled out of the game. And Percy Duncan will shoot.
Two,
as we're now double bonus. Wow, that's a huge foul, Rich.
Yeah, I mean,
could have avoided that one.
Saved a layup, though.
He certainly did. That would have been put back up and in for sure.
I mean, was it worth it, though, is the question. I don't know, but.
Now quickly, Mosier back on the floor as Connor Rich fouls out with 8 points tonight.
And you have to think Caleb Morris is coming here in about 30 to 40 seconds. His four fouls coming back off the bench.
Big free throws coming up here. First one on the way. It's good. And Percy Duncan, who's been quiet tonight, he's got 6. His first made free throw, 62% on the year. Trying to tie this one back up, and he does. 49-49 tie, 2:35 to go in the game. Jeff West with the ball back. Here's Mosier into the front court, gets to the left wing. Now Payne has it in the corner, guarded by Griffin. Not using the dribble, dangerous pass, but Galley gathers and lays it in. Gage Galley, he's got 8. Tigers retake the lead, 51-49, 2:13 to go. Well, for most of this fourth quarter, Jeff West, they have been sitting back in this 2-3 zone after they played man for a majority of the game. Percy Duncan to Harrington up top. He thought about a deep three, but turns it down. 2 minutes to go. Here's Todrick. Kicks it to his brother Percy. Left side, Griffin in the corner. A three off the rim. Todrick, the offensive rebound, and he muscles one in. 18 for Todrick Duncan. 51-51. 1:40 to go. How about it? Hang with us. An exciting game coming down the stretch here in the fourth quarter. Holthaus will drive. His layup is good. The sophomore Tucker Holthaus with 10 off the bench. 53-51, Jeff West at 1:22 to go.
Yeah, left-hander got to the left side. Left-hand driving is loud here in the gym, and Tyler Herbster is going to use his timeout. That's going to leave him with one. On the other side, Jeff West still has 4 timeouts, so it's going to be a full, but 76 seconds to go. We got a 2-point game.
So, a minute 16 to go. 53-51, Jeff West. Back after this here on KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, if you're just joining us, our girls game not necessarily close tonight. Riverside won that one by 22, but the boys game has been close from the jump, and we got a fantastic finish down the stretch here from Jeff West High School. Tigers leading at 53-51 with a minute 16 left in this game. So here we go out of the timeout. Riverside with the ball down 2. the front court. Davis throws it into Harrington. Tigers still in a 3-2. Students loud and proud here. Chanton defense. Harrington left corner. Closed out quickly. Now Todrick inside. Curls in the paint. Facing the basket. Shot is good. And the foul. And we're tied. And Riverside a chance to take the lead.
That's going to be the fourth on Holthaus. Right.
Holthaus now with four fouls.
Strong finish there from Targum. We knew it was 57-54 Jeff West in the first matchup, so we knew we were in for a good one.
And Riverside takes the lead. Todrick Duncan, a three-point play. He's got 21, 54-53 with a minute to go. And they call a carry on Hunter Mosier, and it's a Jeff West turnover. What a swing there. Riverside gets the lead on a three-point play, and the Tigers instantly turn it over. 55 seconds to go in the game. Cyclones up one with the ball. Todrick Duncan in the right corner. Curls, drive, shot, no good. His brother Percy with the rebound, missing. And Galley getting that miss, and he's fouled. And Percy Duncan, a huge foul. And free throws the other way. And Gage Galley with 43.7 to go. He'll shoot two.
Just
correction, it's a 1-1.
Yeah,
beg your pardon.
The last of the 1-1s, but maybe a frustration foul there. And Duncan, they do have the arrow, so maybe he was just trying to get a tie up, but you can't foul 90 feet from the basket with a one-point lead with 43 seconds to go. You just got to get back and make him earn it.
And Galley make him pay. It's a 1-1. It's off the heel, and it drops through. You could hear a pin drop for a second.
That's why I think the kids now call the shooter's touch.
That is a shooter's touch. 54-54 tie. Galley a chance. Give Jeff West the lead back. And it's good.
And Jeff West, Coach Smith is going to take a quick one here.
What a ball game. Timeout, Jeff West. It's a full. We'll follow suit. 43.7 left. 55-54 Tigers. Hang with us. Back after this on KNZA.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, let's lay it out for you. 55-54. Jefferson West, the one-point lead with under a minute to go. Brandon Tam and Colin Feldkamp, Trenton Kraxner. Again, the girls' game, not really competitive. It was all Riverside, but boy, we knew this game would probably be pretty competitive. It was a three-point Jeff West win back in December, and this one has been hot to trot really from the jump, and fans are certainly getting their dollars worth.
They have to think they're going through either the Duncan brothers here or Tysel Harrington if you're Riverside.
And both teams are in the double bonus now the rest of the way. 40 seconds and counting. Riverside trailing by one. Jeff West sitting in a 3-2. 35 seconds. Griffin to Davis in the corner. They bounce it inside. Percy Duncan gets in the paint, facing, firing. No good on the shot. Tipped around. It's out of bounds. And to Jeff West it goes. Last touch by Todrick Duncan. And the Cyclones come up empty. There's 27.2 left. Tigers get it back up one.
And that was the second half X factor. Caleb Morris with the defense there on Todrick Duncan. It just rolled out.
And Jeff West get it in. Galley gets it into Holthaus. 25 seconds to go. And he's bumped by Harrington. And there's the foul.
That's going to be four on Tysel Harrington. And now two guaranteed here for Holthaus. But worst case scenario, if you're Riverside, you're down three and you have one last timeout.
It is a double bonus now for Tucker Holthaus. And how about the fouls, the amount of fouls we've seen tonight? As it quiets down here. And he banks it in. Tucker Holthaus straight on banks in the free throw. He's got 11, and the Tigers are up two, 56-54. To make it a three-point game. No good off the heel. And a rebound for Ryder Davis. And now the Cyclones down two. 20 seconds to go. Here's Tyzel Harrington. This is Ryder Davis, and there's the timeout for Tyler Herbster with 11.2 to go.
Now, do you play for the win, or do you play for the tie?
Well, I don't
There's
know.
The ultimate question here.
Let's talk about it. It's a full, but we'll hang with you. This first meeting was 57-54 Jeff West. We got 11 seconds here, and it's 56-54 Jeff West.
I mean, the NFL scriptwriters, man.
Oh, you got it.
Sorry about being scripted. Everything.
Yeah.
They couldn't have wrote a better game up tonight. I mean, looking at it, they've hit one, two, three. Riverside's only hit three threes on the night as a team, and that's the Duncan brothers have each hit one, and Harrington hit one, and that was a four-point play. But I think your best bet is probably giving the ball to Todd or Duncan inside and making it tie the game for you, maybe getting an and one. But
one thing I think about is how physical this game has been, and this could come down to a play inside where there's a lot of contact, and maybe there's a scenario where the refs let something go and it could turn into all heck breaking loose. You know, I'm just kind of thinking out loud to myself, because you have Connor Rich who fouled out, but outside of that, the Tigers have three more players with four fouls. The Cyclones also have three players with four fouls. Both teams have shot their fair share of free throws.
And you got some guys with three fouls. Now Coach Smith's going to call a timeout. Maybe saw what Riverside came out in and didn't get another full timeout. But maybe he saw that and was like, okay,
now,
I'm going to counter.
I like the strategic factor. It is a full, but again, we'll keep it right here. 56-54, Jeff West by two. Cyclones will have the ball far sideline in the front court. With a chance to potentially tie or win the game. We'll see what they want to do. And our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Cyclones have 21 points tonight from Todrick Duncan. Tyzel Harrington has 17. Jefferson West has four players in double figures. Caleb Morris, 13. Ryan Kelly has 12. Galley with 10. Holthouse with 11.
Yeah, I mean, if Holthouse makes that second one, the ultimate question is, do you foul up three or do you play it out? But, I mean, he banked it in at like 9 o'clock here. He banked in a free throw, which is a critical free throw since he missed that second one. But
I don't know if it's a scenario where he struggles from the line, but I've seen people say that if he struggled from the line, you just practice to try to bank it.
I mean, he's 1-for-3 tonight.
Well, we'll see. Well, let's do it. 56-54. Cyclones down two with the ball. 10 seconds to go. Here's Beckham Griffin. Now Ryder Davis in the corner. 5 seconds to go. It's taken away inside. Galley throws it up the floor. There's the foul with 1.4 to go.
That's going
to
be it for Todrick.
Todrick Duncan fouls out. Galley the steal. I'm not sure what Davis saw inside, but nobody was there. And
yep.
Galley comes away with a huge steal and a chance to ice this game at the line with 1.4 to go.
They had him. Oh, Todrick had to foul, or the game was going to be over. So at least he's given him a chance at a full court prayer here, maybe. But
1.4 left.
They had a play where it looked like Percy
and the
Duncan.
First free throw, no good.
Percy Duncan was coming across lane on a cross screen and forced in there, but Galley came in front and a critical turnover and might be the nail in the coffin.
Well, do you miss this free throw? There's only 1 second to go. 1.4.
Think he
no
did.
Good. Percy Duncan throws it up at half court. Oh, and he missed it, and that'll do it. A ball game gone final. The first meeting, Jeff West won it 57-54. They win the second go-around on their home floor 56-54. A fun one here in the nightcap. Our post-game show is next. It's brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll recap this one when we come back here on KNZA.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We no land.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Citizen State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, it's a split here tonight at Jefferson West. Riverside girls comfortable in game one. Tiger boys bounce back in a fantastic game to sweep the two-game season series with the Cyclones, 56-54, the final score in the boys' contest. Again, our post-game brought to you by The Outdoors Real Estate. Brandon Trenton, Colin with you one final time as we're kind of dialing up the numbers here and kind of a lot to dissect. As, again, Jeff West with the win, moving to now 6-9 overall. They are now 3-7 in Big 7 league play. Riverside still fighting for that first league win. They dropped to 4-12, now 0-10 in league play. Well, let's run through some of the stats, and it's brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or in EK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Let's start with Jeff West tonight. They had four in double figures, led by Caleb Morse, who had 13 all in the third quarter. And just a dominant performance for him after he was saddled with early foul trouble in the first half. They got 12 points from Brian Kelly, 11 from Tucker Holthouse, a near double-double for Gage Galley, 10 points and 8 boards. They also got 8 from Connor Rich, who fouled out in the fourth. And Hunter Mosier was also in the book with 2 points tonight. Riverside, they got 21 points and 8 rebounds from Todrick Duncan. He was also in some foul trouble, ultimately fouled out at the end of the game. But a big night for him in a losing effort, 21-8. Another big night as well, Tyzel Harrington, 17 points, and he was perfect at the line, 5-for-5. Percy Duncan held in check. He had 7. 4 from Darian Hernandez. They had 3 from Ryder Davis and 2 from Beckham Griffin. Cyclones finished the game 14-22 at the line, 22 rebounds and 22 turnovers. Jeff West had 20 turnovers. They had 19 rebounds, and they were 9 of 18 at the line. Well, real quick, before we announce our player of the game, just kind of a quick thought of how this one played out.
Free throws. Each team, Jeff West missed 9, Riverside missed 8. I mean, it was poor free throw shooting in the girls' game, too, really. So free throws is the key to the game, but also turnovers. I mean, Riverside was trailing most of that second half. I mean, they led most of the first half, but they trailed, and then they had that little Tyzel Harrington had that four-point play, and he made a couple free throws, and it got tied at 47, and then they were up 1 with about 40 seconds to go, and they had a chance, 2 different chances to go up 3, a stick back miss, and then Percy Duncan fouls with like 40 seconds to go 90 feet from the basket, and that was essentially what ended up being the game. But just a little bit more basketball IQ on, like, what's happening. Like, do you need to try and get a jump ball 90 feet from the basket? I mean, like, you're gifting them 2 free throws when you do that. But I thought it was a really competitive game, very sloppy and physical at times. But it was a very entertaining basketball game, and it was close throughout. I don't think any lead got bigger than 6 or 7 points all night. But that was a big win for Jeff West to get him to 6-9. You know, Riverside just playing a lot of close games. They've lost a lot of close games on the boys' side, so very unfortunate for them. But you got to be feeling good about them heading into seven state because they're playing down to the 2A level after playing the Big Seven. I mean, they beat Horton and Mar Hill, and they played Bishop Borders, a seventh-ranked team in 3A on the boys' side really close, so you got to be feeling good about them in the postseason, but you got to be better late in the game if you're Riverside. And Jeff West will carry that momentum.
Player of the game now. Time to announce that player to bank on. Brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Well, Todrick Duncan for Riverside had the best night statistically, 21 points and 8 rebounds. But Jeff West, the winner tonight, they had 4 in double figures. I don't know about you, but I look at Caleb Morris as the difference maker. Really kept that offense alive in the third quarter when really nobody else was doing a whole lot. He was saddled with early foul trouble, really didn't play more than a few minutes in the first half, did not score. Then he comes out on fire with 11 third-quarter points, finishing with 13. He was the leading scorer for Jeff West. I don't know about you. That's kind of where I look.
Yeah, I mean, he came out of the gate and just put the team on his back, essentially. I think I got to agree with that. He was fantastic in that third quarter. He just carried him. He had like 9 out of their first 11 points in that third quarter. So he was great. I mean, like I said, he had that early foul trouble. I said it at the beginning of the half. Let's see if he can make a difference since he had that early foul trouble. When he came out and backed me up, scoring those early points. I think that's a good choice.
Caleb Morris, the junior for Jeff West, our player of the game. 13 points all in the second half. He had 11 in the third quarter. Very nicely done for him and helping his team get a win tonight. In close fashion, 56-54 the final over Riverside. Well, that's going to do it for our broadcast.